Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Richard Urban Show. We bring you news and views from the Unification Principle point of view. Tonight's episode is President Trump writes January 6th injustices. So as you know, President Trump has pardoned all of the January 6th people who were arrested and serving in prison and even detained for 4+ years without any trial. So first I'd like to start out by showing this video of Jake Lang.
The masses are woken up. Unfortunately, in America, people, just like in any other regime, in any other countries happen, they have to see and feel the visceral pain. They have to hear the stories from the gulag to wake us up. It wasn't something, this freedom that we're now enjoying with the President Trump victory would not have happened unless the Jan Sixers had suffered in the gulags, knowing what was at stake when we went to the voting booths in 2024. It was something that you had to feel and touch. American people got intimately, viscerally responsive to real modern day tyranny. This is not powdered wigs in our founding fathers in the textbooks. We saw them kick down the doors of people and raid homes and drag grandmothers out into the street. It was not no longer pages of history. We knew what was at stake if we continued to allow the Democrats and this deep state regime to take over. And we mandated and pushed back at the voting booth, which we did in 2020, but it counted in 2024. And that's all that counts right now, because I'm home and I love my girl right here, my fiance, and I'm so happy to be home. It is a blessing. It is such a blessing to be around you guys right now. Humans.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's been an honor to serve our country in any small capacity, because you know, throughout generations, we know that men give their lives for this country. And so just 4 years and 4 days is nothing compared to the sacrifice Ashley Babbitt made, and Roseanne Boylan, and Kevin Greeson, and Benjamin Phillips. They gave the full measure. They died on the steps of the Capitol for the things that we represent. Truth, freedom, American justice, things that have been perverted, but things that are coming back. Is a moment of reclamation in America. It's truly a moment where we can gather together as one nation under God. This is a blessing moment. This is who got me through. This is what got me through. President Trump was an instrument of the man who wrote this book. He was an instrument of the man who wrote this book.
Hallelujah. That's right, brother. Hallelujah. David. God, you, my brother. Oh, God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Oh, I love you, my friend.
Right here. Let my people go. That was the message in the Daily Bread.
This is my client.
This is
we were going to go to trial on the 3rd, and no more. He's out. So thank you for your courage.
You stood by us, and you guys out there, the independent media, we would have been left for dead in the bottom of a gulag. Brother Juan,
welcome out to freedom, brother.
Oh, my brother. Jesus saves. Oh, good God Almighty.
God bless you, brother.
So happy to see you. I love you, brother. Thank you.
I love you too, brother.
We're surrounded by heroes here, guys. We are surrounded by next generational American leaders. The people that forge the next generation of America are coming out of that gulag tonight.
Thank you, guys. Welcome home, soldier.
Mama. I'll see you soon. I love you, Mama. Mama, I'm coming to Mar-a-Lago. I ain't going to Disneyland. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. God is good. I'll see you there, Mama. Oh, we're so blessed. Beautiful. This is a blessing here.
I'm David, French people.
Oh, hey, what's up, David? How you doing, brother? God bless you guys.
Jake, can you
say one? Hey, Danny, what's up, brother? Oh, man. Patriot, American hero right here. Thank you, brother. We're free. We are so free. 4 years, 5 days of torture. But like I said, the American people have reclaimed this country through this media right here, because we no longer have gatekeepers. The suffering we did in the gulag, my brother Peter Steger right here and I, 2 years in the gulag with me, shoulder to shoulder, and then another year in the federal BOP being tortured. Right here, Ronnie Sandlin, another American patriot and hero, 2 years in the gulag being tortured. Our stories would have been left into the back pages of history if it wasn't for this
First Amendment right that we fought for at the Capitol, that we stood for at the Capitol. And it's you guys out there that have blessed us with voices from the bottom of a prison cell, from 900 days of solitary confinement, cockroaches scurrying around our feet, rats and mice and all kinds of disgusting cretins that they have in the DC gulag. You guys gave us a voice when Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and the Post, Washington Post, and all these garbage outlets turned our back on us. You guys gave us a voice, and we appreciate you guys that have stood by our side so much. Every single one of you guys, the supporters, the community organizers, the people at the vigil, our family members, my mom, my father, whoever, he's at that hero. We are really a community that has been formed by broken people. And that's truly where a community can come together most, because those who suffer together, those who bleed together, can truly celebrate together, can truly know what it's like to lose and what it's like to win. We've lost for too long. It's time to win again, America. Woo! It's a blessing.
So I'd really like to thank God and thank all the J6ers for their perseverance and being in jail all that time. You know, I could have been one of the J6ers, and I was in the Capitol, but was at the rally, and very well, I could have walked right in there. This is the most insane injustice that I've ever seen in my life. You know, people, the great majority of people just walked in there. You know, who would have even known, like, that you weren't supposed to go in the U.S. Capitol? Like, when did that become a crime? So basically, as I've been saying since the beginning, since a few days after January 6th and on several of my shows, you know, this is really has been an incredible injustice. So I, you know, thank God, thank the J6ers, thank President Trump for pardoning them. And, you know, it's really enlightening to see, to say the least, you know, even some of the Republicans. Of course, some, you know, Trump haters are railing, but that's to be expected. But what about people even like our speaker? You know, he's kind of like, what do you think of the J6 pardons? Well, it is what it is. I mean, that's crazy. You know, they don't recognize it was an injustice, don't recognize that it was a railroad job. So I'd like to just review for a few moments here the coverage I've given and just put everything, you know, in perspective. I think this will go down as one of the very most pivotal points in history. And they did absolutely the right thing. If people can't see that or they're milquetoast about it, like Speaker Johnson, I got to wonder about them. You know, what were they thinking? You know, grandma goes in, strolls around the Capitol and, you know, thrown in jail or anybody else. If this wasn't the most crazy political retribution by the demonic administration, you know, I don't know what is. So let's run through some of the coverage I've given, and I'll give a few more thoughts on it. Okay, so here I posted on my X account. You can find me at D. Richard Urban. Thank God, and thank you, President Trump, for freeing the January 6th political prisoners. This pardon and proclamation of freedom will go down as a pivotal moment in American history, and the video you just watched. But I have been talking about this for a long time. So if we go back to January 8th, that's just 2 days after the January 6th, was U.S. Capitol breach part of a false flag operation? Why did the Capitol Police apparently let in some protesters? Was excessive force used in the murder of Ashley Babbitt? What good can come out of the current situation? Wow, that's an interesting question. Now maybe some good will come. Thank God for all those who have endured this nightmare. So that was my very first post on January 8th. And then if you continue, you know, through some of my videos, you'll find a lot more. January 15th, number 87, they knowingly abetted treason and a coup. Was the U.S. Capitol breach set up as a false flag and smokescreen to draw attention away from the treason and coup occurring as 71% of senators and representatives voted not to object to false electors? Yeah, there was actually serious questioning going on of was there impropriety in the 2020 elections, which of course there was. And guess what? This after this convenient false flag operation, suddenly that evaporated and they certified the fake election. So who committed the coup? Not the January Sixers, but whoever was behind the coup itself, meaning those who set it up, whether it be Nancy Pelosi or Muriel Bowser or all kinds of people, the Senate leadership, you know, God knows who, were in with this false flag operation. So, yeah, I've been talking about this for a long time and I have a number of other shows about it, too. Yeah, here's one about Mike Pence. Is Mike Pence Judas Iscariot? I just, again, really want to thank God, thank the J6ers for their sacrifice and all those who endured this torturous nightmare, and thank President Trump for keeping his promise to pardon them. And this is just one of the most incredible injustices and nightmares. And if you remember, I didn't cover in my just review, but I also have an analysis of what former President, quote-unquote, Biden speech called the Soul of the Nation, which he called the Soul of the Nation speech, or which I call that anyway, where he gave in front of Independence Hall. I also have a video on that, you know, analyzing that, where he said half the country was, you know, domestic terrorists, more than half the country. So, yeah, thanks for enduring that. And I think, you know, these things should be pursued, like President Trump will be looking at and the Justice Department reviewing all those who wrongly pursued these charges. And also at the judicial system, which is, you know, carrying on about this and how these, you know, J6 defendants, you know, were wrongly pardoned. Let's look at that for a minute before I conclude. And talking about getting a fair trial, as I just said, here's some comments by D.C. judges. The only reason provided for this instruction is sat out in President's proclamation introduction is assertion that this action ends a grave national injustice that has been perpetuated upon the American people over the last 4 years and begins a process of national reconciliation. No national injustice occurred here, just as no outcome determined election fraud occurred in the 2020 presidential election. So this is one of the J6 judges, Beryl Howell. And there's many posts like this from J6 judges, you know, acting really badly. Here's another judge. Dismissal of charges, pardon, death, conviction, commutation of sentence will not change the truth of what happened on January 6th. So much for a fair and unbiased judiciary. That's Judge Colleen Kolar Cotelli. And then you have many other comments here. Tanya Chutkin said, your President January 6th pardons can't whitewash the blood, feces, and terror that the mob left in his wake. So how could these J6 defendants possibly get a fair trial? And also they were, I think, basically universally denied changing the venue to a place where most all of the jury pool would be hopelessly biased by, you know, very biased news stories that they were hearing. In conclusion, thanks again to President Trump. Thanks again to the long suffering of the January 6th defendants. And thanks to God for helping to bring this about. Also want to offer my sincerest condolences to all those who were killed in a crash on January 30th into the Potomac River. And I do feel, though, there's some bigger significance. Whatever the cause of the crash was, there are many young people on board, bright, budding, you know, skaters, just the best and the brightest youth of our country. And now, you know, they died in this crash. So I do want to offer, again, my sincere condolences to the family. And I pray and hope that this can go for some higher purpose, that it can be, you know, lifted up on the altar of prayer and of, you know, God's will. So again, thank you for listening to this episode on President Trump Writes the Injustices of the January 6th protesters. Be blessed, and we will see you next time.